From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's president has vowed to retake all of Syria from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. His statement fuels doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Assad said that recapturing all of the territory could take a long time. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that, quote, we will stop fighting terrorism. Assad's announcement came shortly after world powers meeting in Munich, Germany, announced a deal to stop the fighting in Syria. As Henry Ridgewell reports, many observers think that Russia and Syria will use a ceasefire to increase their battlefield advantages.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the ceasefire deal in Munich Friday.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, emphasized there were still differences with Washington. Russia says it only targets extremist groups, but the bombardment has been stepped up against the rebel stronghold of Aleppo, which is now almost encircled by Syrian regime forces. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers from Syria. More than 1 million refugees and migrants made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year. This is VOA News. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Friday with the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, after the Western Military Alliance and the United States announced plans for the biggest military buildup in Europe since the Cold War. NATO said on its website Friday the two men reviewed NATO-Russia relations and agreed to continue exploring the possibility of a NATO-Russia council meeting. The United States is set to quadruple military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. NATO will increase troops on rotation and training, stockpile military hardware and arms, and form a rapid reaction force. Russia has called NATO's moves a threat to stability in Europe. The U.S. and South Korea will hold talks next week on deploying an advanced missile defense system in response to North Korea's recent nuclear and missile tests. Washington and Seoul formally announced last week they intend to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile System, known as THAAD, in South Korea as soon as possible. A South Korean defense official stressed that the THAAD deployment is only meant to protect South Korea from the North's growing nuclear and missile capabilities. He said it will not target other countries in the region. U.S. officials have not commented on when the talks will take place. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed tough new sanctions against North Korea. As Cindy Sain reports, the legislation, which passed by a 408-2 vote and has already passed the Senate, is intended to punish Pyongyang for its recent provocative actions.
The legislation directly targets money launderers, human rights abusers, weapons and luxury goods traders, and anyone involved with the country's nuclear weapons program or anyone who perpetrates cyber attacks. It also imposes secondary sanctions against anyone who supports and finances North Korea's leaders. And some are saying that they're drawing parallels to the very tough sanctions that Congress imposed on Iran, saying that's what brought Tehran to the negotiating table for the Iran nuclear deal.
VOA congressional correspondent Cindy Sain. Pope Francis and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church are holding their first ever meeting as part of an effort to heal a 1,000-year-old rift within the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. The religious leaders are expected to hold what has been described as a personal conversation and to sign a joint declaration on the plight of Christians in Iraq and Syria who are being driven from their homes or killed by the Islamic State militant group. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.